Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Two Sisters in 5 Years, the podcast where we discuss being away at college
and going to high school.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Lily.
Dun, da, da, da. We're back.
For season 2.
But not yet. Season 2 is starting in 2021. Surprise!
It has been a while since our last episode. So this episode, we just wanted to do like a 2020 year in review. And just talk about everything that happened in 2020.
Just a quick little update before our next season starts next week.
Yeah, and if you're new here, I'm Lily.
And I'm Grace. So, what is up? What has happened? What has been your highlights of the year?
My highlights of the year, I'd probably say in, like, mentally, like, my confidence has grown, but as, like, virtual learning started, like, that gave a lot of stress because I'm learning in a different environment.
My stomach is growling.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, yeah, it's been hard and successful this year. I also got baptized in June.
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
No, not yet.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I got another guinea pig this year. You can probably hear both of them in the background. So I had Penelope, who's currently hopping around in her house, like the drama queen that she is.
Or, to put in context, like in Toy Story, when the toys are under the cones trying to run across the road.
That's what she looks like. She gets in her house and she starts walking, and it's quite hilarious. But now I have little Piper, who's only like 2 months old now. Sorry. Yawning. Good morning. So I have these two little fluffy nuggets in my life. I am a guinea pig mom. What else? I finished my 5th semester at Ball State. I am working in a class with Janine Tesori to write a new musical. Janine Tesori is a Broadway composer. She's composed music for Fun Home and Shrek and Violet and many other things. And so it's really cool to be under her mentorship for this class. I'm directing a show next semester. And that's a lot. I just cast it last semester. And I'm excited. Doing virtual shows is definitely a new experience. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I can also put in that I have read a lot more books this year. Like, I was never the one to read for enjoyment or on my own. It was usually like reading books for classes. But yeah, like, I have added more books to my want to read list. I've enjoyed reading more. And yeah.
I remember she FaceTimed me and said, "It's your fault. I like to read now." Like, you were mad about gaining the reading bug.
Yeah. And we are currently in Grace's room, which is filled with How many about?
Oh, I don't want to know how many books are in here.
Couple thousand?
No! Couple like, hundred.
Couple hundred. Maybe 1,000.
No! It's like 250 max.
Okay, well, if you look at it, look at her room, it would seem like there's a lot more, but you'd actually have to count them. Yeah, and Grace has always been a bookworm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is your fault. I love it now. But
I always say, there are worse things you could be addicted to.
Exactly.
Than reading. So, what are you currently reading?
I am currently reading We Were Liars by E. Lockhart.
Yeah, E. Lockhart.
Yeah. I'm only a couple pages in, but as of right now, it's kind of confusing by the big family, in, like, the setting, because they put in the beginning of the book, like, a map of where the story takes place, and a family tree of, like, three families, and as of right now, it's really confusing, because I have to go back and look at, like, the family tree in the map to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm currently reading that. What are you currently reading, Grace?
I'm currently reading a lot of things, if we're being honest. But right now I'm reading a graphic novel called The Prince and the Dressmaker, which I literally just started. I'm not very far, but it seems really sweet, and, like, I wanted just a few things I could get through before the end of the year, so, yeah. What is your favorite thing you've read this year?
Probably All Boys Aren't Blue by, forget the author. So I'm looking it up right now.
Explain to us what it's about.
It is about this boy, and it goes through his life growing up, realizing that he's different, he has different interests and likes. The author is George M. Johnson. It is a memoir novel. Yes, a memoir. And it just, he grows up, realizes he's different as a boy in the LGBT+ community. And yeah, there's more very serious, intense, I wouldn't say scenes, but more parts of the book that are more deeper, and it talks about, like, his connection with his family, and everyone in his family that, like, watched him grow up, and, so I would recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually learned a lot about, like, what some people feel like as an LGBT+ community person.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. My favorite that I read this year was probably The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros. It's kind of like a bunch of little vignette stories that Cisneros talks about her life, but also it's, like, fictional. It's about this girl named Esperanza and her life on the street and how it's different, and it's, like, very prose heavy, like, lots of poetry. And it just talks about kind of her experience and how she's seeing it through this young girl, and it's really beautiful. I read it for my Lit and Gender class, and I really enjoyed it, so I highly recommend that one. It's been out for a while, so a lot of people have probably heard of it or read it before, but I feel like that's a book that I'll go back to and reread and, like, kind of unpack what it has to say about the world, because it was really beautiful.
Nice.
So, you found a new love for reading in 2020. I found a new love for drawing in 2020.
Yeah, and you started, like, what, in last year for calligraphy?
It was the beginning of this year, so, like, exactly a year ago, I decided that I was going to bullet journal for all of 2020, which... For those of you that don't know, bullet journaling is essentially like creating your own planner. So you have a dotted notebook and you kind of create your own spreads and your own pages for your planning and journaling life. And through that, I've kind of figured out like how I want them to look and like how I can doodle in them and how I can kind of sketch out things. I've like started a sketchbook and I've tried to figure out lettering and different ways of making my spread. So it's all like a journey, and I documented it all on a separate Instagram that we'll tag in the description. And I started the Instagram not to like gain popularity, but to kind of hold myself accountable and like I knew, oh, I should post something on here, therefore I would have to make a spread, which kept me, like, on track.
And your creativity flowing.
Yeah. So, I don't know if I will continue with the Instagram next year. I'm still undecided. But it's been a process and been a journey. I did find at some points that I would, like, start making spreads that I wouldn't actually use. So I'm trying to figure out what exactly works best for me and how I can use that moving forward, because I love planning and I love journaling. I think I want to get more into a space where I use my bullet journal more for the journaling aspect as well, because I would do like a monthly journal, but I kind of want to do that more and more. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And that kind of goes into, hint, hint, some of our new season topics that we'll be releasing later. I also have a bullet journal. I really don't use it that often compared to Grace. Although, again, I am in the same boat. I love journaling and planning. But I feel like I just never gravitate towards that in my free time. So I really, really want to use that in the new year.
Yeah. And we will go into more detail with all of that stuff. Like Lily said, in future episodes. But other than that, like, what have been your big takeaways of 2020?
I think that, when quarantine, I guess, or when we were isolated in our homes, that spending family time was big.
We started this podcast in quarantine.
We did. And like in a year like this, we've had successes and we've had rough, hard times as well. And I think if you're listening to this podcast right now, you you have managed to survive all of that and will continue because COVID-19 is still here.
Yep.
And we will continue to strive and survive our way through.
I think for the world, this year has definitely been challenging. Like, it's a global pandemic, so it doesn't only affect the U.S., it affects... They just found it in Antarctica. Like, it is all over the world, in every continent. And some countries have had an easier road than others, like, in terms of figuring out how to handle it. Luckily, there's a vaccine now coming through, but we don't know, like, how that's gonna work, and how everyone's going to get it, and how long it will take for all of us to be able to resume normalcy, which is something that we don't even know what that would look like anymore. But amidst all of the hardships, and we lost a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
When you think about, not even in just our family, but like the world, a lot of people passed to this virus. Which is heartbreaking, and a lot of people pass due to racially charged incidents this year. Mm-hmm. And I think this world, we've all had, you've essentially tried to see who in this world actually cares about other people.
Yeah.
And who will take the time to do what is best for the rest of the world, who will take the time to quarantine, who will take the time to not see all of their friends. Because that's what is necessary in order to keep this virus at bay and to fight for people in marginalized groups that don't get their voices heard as often as they should. That being said, I feel like for me personally, and this isn't to put down anything that happened in this world, I feel like I am proud of myself this year than I ever have been. I looked back at what I said about 2019, and I said it was my favorite year to be alive. And this year, I feel like I've shown so much resilience, and I have found myself living because I want to be alive, and I care about other people, and I am living with people that care about me, and just the beauty of me living for each day instead of living for tomorrow. So just seeing like how I've changed my perspective, and I feel like as someone who has struggled so difficult or so hard in the past through mental health struggles, and like I had a huge mental health struggle this year, like I'm sure most of us did, like quarantine was hard, but I think looking back, I am so proud of myself for asking for help, advocating for different meds, and like knowing how to set my boundaries and getting therapy that I need, and simply living life because I want to be alive. I feel like in the past, my mental health struggles, I was fighting to try to want to be alive, and now I'm fighting because I want to be alive, and fighting to get what I deserve to feel that way. And it's been a journey of a year, and I couldn't be prouder of how I handled it. And I feel like that is the biggest piece. And that isn't to say that it hasn't been a hard year, but looking back, I'm so happy at who I am, and that I was able to live through this year as the person I love being. So.
And as you were talking, I was thinking of the new movie Soul that we just watched last night for us, and it just talked about, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it if you have Disney Plus. It has a great message to it, to the story, Basically just living life every day to the fullest, for you, and not living for anybody else, but for you and yourself.
Mm-hmm. And on that note,
we will see you next year for a brand new season of episodes.
Let us know on the Instagram, what do you want to hear us talk about in these next few seasons? We have a couple ideas, but we would love to hear from you. What do you want to hear about?
Because you're the listeners, and if you want to hear a topic of us talk about, put it in the comment section of our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.